Praise and thanks be unto our God for his grace, that we can be again gathered in his presence. We are grateful to God for the blessing which we received last night from his wonderful word. We welcome all of you in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we rejoice over all the brothers and sisters who are joining us online, having fellowship with us in the word of the Lord. Feel at home. Let us tune in some choruses for the glory of the Lord. Then Brother Alfred Borg will read us a word for introduction, and Brother Schmidt will pray with us. We start with song number one with the choruses. We come from the east and west. I want to see. Yesterday, today, and give all the glory to Jesus. Sweep over my soul. Let us sing a chorus together. Chorus number 8. Only believe, only believe.
Thank you.
Jesus is here. That's how we sang it. And we believe that he is present also this morning. We believe because all things are possible for the believer. All things are possible. Only believe. Also this morning. Also this morning. It's on us. May the Lord be merciful to all of us. To believe. The singers have sung it. Faith is the victory. Faith. Not some kind of faith, but the faith which comes from the Scripture. Believe as the Scripture says. May the Lord bless us this morning. Before Brother Schmidt comes, I read a word of the Scripture from Philippians chapter 4 from verse 6. Philippians 4 from verse 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Be careful for nothing. Don't worry. We all know it's easy to say. It's more easy to say than to do. But if the Lord gives us grace, then we can do it as Peter said it in 1 Peter chapter 5. All your cares cast upon him. He cares for you. Do we believe this morning? Then the Lord can help us. Then the Lord can give us what he prepared for us. Now we ask Brother Schmidt. Almighty God, also in this morning hour, we are coming together in your presence. And we thank you for your grace and faithfulness. We cannot worry. What could we contribute to our worries? Nothing. But you are caring for us. We lay all our requests before you, before your throne of grace. At your feet we lay them. And we believe. As we have sung it, only believe. All things are possible for him who believes. Please strengthen us in the faith so that we receive everything what you will speak to us through your word. Lord, I ask you, go from heart to heart and touch each one, young and old, great and little. Also all those who are joining us online, O God. We thank you that this opportunity is given. Many are listening. Many are believing. Many are helped. Many are being called out. Lord Jesus, we thank you to live in this time. You are speaking to us, Lord of heaven. We know it's the last time that you are sending forth your word, calling out everyone who is ordained for eternal life. Lord Jesus, I thank you. We praise you together. We glorify you. The wonderful grace which you have given us, we thank you this morning and we ask you, please bless each one of us. Anoint the lips through which you will speak, Lord. We want to hear, and let us not be only hearers, but let us be doers of your word for the glory of thy name. Lord Jesus, once again, be in our midst. Bless and go from heart to heart and open our understanding to receive what you have to say through your word. Amen. You may be seated. Today we will redeem the time straight away, reading from the Holy Scripture, deepen ourselves into it. May the Lord really come to His right with all of us. We are greeting all, we are welcoming all from all over Europe, from all over the world, and we are greeting from this place also all our brothers, all our sisters on all the continents up to the ends of the earth. May all brothers and sisters from Canada, from USA, from Guadeloupe, and all who traveled a far distance, may all be blessed in a special way. And also we, who in part have traveled 1,500 kilometers. May the Lord bless us all. May He be with us. It just shows that God has sent a hunger to hear His word. And truly, we can only preach His word. Everything else we leave to the others. Yesterday, a couple of emails arrived too late, which we could not read at all. One brother, new member, a brother Vincenze, a brother Galubadi, a Christian from Romania, then a brother Lotika, brother Thierry, whom else have we got? Brother Leonard from Cape Town. All the group from Rome is sending greetings. Then a brother Safari is greeting. Brother Mwamba is sending greetings. Brother Takwe is sending greetings. Brother Motika is sending greetings. Brother Kalonji is sending greetings. Brother Mayaki is sending greetings. Brother Yannick. Brother Rashadi is sending greetings. Brother Simon is sending greetings. And Brother Burkaza is also sending greetings. And Brother Jerome is sending greetings. Brother Miché. Brother Adonis. Brother and Sister Bilek from New Zealand are sending greetings. Brother Laube is sending greetings. And the brethren from the capital of the Ivory Coast are sending greetings. Brother Jauno is sending greetings. And Brother Funda is sending greetings. Brother and Sister Holviti are sending greetings. And Brother Moses from Denver, Brother John from Bucharest, Brother Chauffeur, all are sending greetings. Then also Brother Ellis, once again from Edmonton, and then Brother Ngonga, Brother Bope, Brother Nyagi have phoned, are sending greetings. They are joined with us. Brother Schmidt gave me greetings from brothers and sisters from the East Ukraine and from the West Ukraine. We are just grateful. Even up to Donetsk, all are sending greetings. Brothers and sisters, also for this, we are grateful with all our hearts that the word which God ordained for this hour, it's it's of course not only the most important, it's the most important for us. And it's really now important today, not yesterday or tomorrow, but today, if you hear my voice. When our Lord in Luke chapter 4 was reading from the prophet Isaiah 61, he could say, today this scripture is being fulfilled before your eyes. If we look today into the world, how often we could cry out, today this scripture is being fulfilled before our eyes. It doesn't matter what is happening, whether it's the natural catastrophes, where everyone listens, everywhere something is happening, be it wars, be it rumors of wars, troubles, all kinds of troubles. And then, especially with Israel, now, not only Mount Zion is in the conversation, now the Temple Mount is being included into the negotiations. And the Temple Mount is, of course, the most important mountain which God ordained, that the temple will be built, that the Ark of the Covenant will be brought into the temple. And God, in the Old Testament, he said, the place which I will choose, there I will put my name, and there I will speak to you. Just so powerful how the things are taking shape now. And as we read yesterday, the Pope takes the most important man which the Jews have. He takes him with him. And the most important man which the Muslim world has. He takes them with him to make his journey, to speak with the Jews and with the Arabic world, to come to this peace, which of course was predicted. And brothers and sisters, that's how it is written in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction shall come upon them as travail upon a woman with child. And we are truly not at the beginning, but we arrived at the end of the end time. And with all our hearts, we can thank the Lord for it. And you all know precisely that everything what is happening outside of the plan of salvation, we don't have to worry about this at all. That's how we read it. We cannot change anything. We cannot change on anything what popes did and what they are doing. We cannot change what churches or religions have done. We cannot change anything. We just can ask God that he gives grace, that we receive a direct connection to him, and that he can speak with us, be it now in Rome, saints are being canonized. We all know that only the Lord God can bless someone. Who is the man that he can beatify somebody? And I was thinking of the word in Revelation 20, blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. And who will have part in it at the first resurrection? Who? All who are part of the bride of the Lamb. They will have part in the first resurrection. Blessed and holy are all who have part in the first resurrection. And we know very precisely that we, as the true believers, we will not be disappointed, but we will have part in the first resurrection. And why? Why will be Revelation 20 fulfilled? Namely, on whom Revelation 19 was fulfilled. Blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper. We are called, we are chosen, and we have been invited to partake of it. And the same God who has given us the promise is watching over us and over his word with all the promises to fulfill them. How wonderful that our faith is truly anchored in God, in the Word, in the promises, anchored. How often we have read 2 Corinthians chapter 1 from verse 20, for all the promises of God is in him the yes and in him the amen. For the glory of God through us. Without us, God cannot complete his work. He started it and he will finish it with us unto the glorious day of his return. So, with everything what is happening outside of the kingdom and will of God, we cannot deal with. We leave everything behind. And we are grateful to God with all our hearts that we can believe as the scripture has said. What good is it? Yesterday, a brother told me, who is here today, preachers are making a conference, and the main subject is that the tithe belongs to the pastor. This is the main subject, that the tithe belongs to the pastor. Whoever has a little bit of Bible knowledge knows exactly what is written in Malachi 3, verse 10. Bring the tithe fully into the corn house of God. There where the food is distributed, there it belongs, not into the pockets of the preachers. And whoever likes to know more, knows more, he just needs to read 1 Corinthians chapter 9 from verse 13 up to 15. And he knows exactly what was ordained in the New Testament. We don't want to go here into these various points. The time is too precious to us. Now, concerning the biblical terms, be it mystery or mysteries, we can, of course, distinguish between mysteries and whether it's written mystery. And I brought it with me once again here in the Hebrew Bible. There is truly written, where with us it's written trumpet, There the word shofar is written. And the word shofar is of course not only written once. 11 times in a row it's written. And also in Revelation 10 verse 7, the word shofar is written. When the seventh angel blows his shofar, then the mystery of God is finished. And then in Revelation chapter 11, in verse 15, then the seventh angel sounded his shofar. And so that all know what a shofar is, this is a shofar. This is a shofar. And when we see the ministry of Brother Branham, the promised prophet,
nicht ein Mann, der nun unter die sieben Posaunen oder Schofarengel,
not a man which is counted to the seven trumpet angels, but with the absolute last sending addressed to the church before the return of Jesus Christ. William Branham was of course not one of the many. He was the promised man. Behold, I send you the prophet Elijah before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. Brothers and sisters, this is the big difference between a sending and between when God sets ministries into the church. Who is sent and who was ordained for a ministry in the church? John the Baptist was a man sent from God. All the prophets were sent by God, but into the church God has set into the church the ministries in the church. They're not today here and tomorrow there and tomorrow in another country. The ministries in the church are set by God, and there they belong. But a sending is beyond a local church. It's worldwide. And therefore, this last message must go forth worldwide. And the ministries in the church must also be manifested because they belong to the restoration of the church, of the living God. For us, for me and for us, it's really something precious that God has given us the connection through His Spirit, that we don't think to be very clever, that we don't think on our own thoughts, then especially the doctrine that the rapture is a revelation, and whoever has the revelation, he is already raptured. And the most terrible is added somewhere and somewhen, Brother Branham has said the rapture will take place and nobody will notice it. And then the people just say, we didn't notice it, but the rapture took place already. My God in heaven, how far people can go astray, whether the neighbor knows it, but I will notice it, of course. I will notice it. I will, of course, notice it when the Lord returns and the dead in Christ shall rise first. How can somebody say, we will not notice? Or not, but I will notice it because it will happen with us. Brothers and sisters, we could go from point to point and we could just say, Lord, we are here to thank you for it, that you have given us the grace to understand and to place every statement back into the Word and to find orientation in the Word and to respect everything and to receive everything just as God has given it to us by His grace. Now, just a few scriptures now. Please believe me. For me, such meetings which God is giving them to us, they are special meetings, festive meetings, where the Lord really speaks directly to us, opening our understanding for the Scripture. There's not a single interpretation, not a single deviation, but being sanctified in the Word. And also this, we said many times, he who is in the Word is in the will of God. And he who is in the will of God, he is in the Word of God. There's no going out of the Word. If ye abide in my Word, and my words abide in you, then you are my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Just the meaning of the precious Word, of which it is written, the Word of God remains forever. And then Peter could write, this is the Word which we preached unto you. This is the Word which we preached unto you. You all know, sometimes it's difficult for me to refer to that, what the Lord has given me directly. But it was really one thing, one of the most important hints and instructions which the Lord has given me in Marseille, France, when I was firstly asked about the thunders, and I didn't know, and I just had to say, I don't know it. And I went up the stairs into my little room. Today I have the same watch. I've said it a couple of times. When this powerful experience was over, it was 5 minutes to 5 in the morning. You cannot imagine when the voice of the Almighty God sounds forth and one is directly challenged, my servant, rise, get up and read 2 Timothy chapter 4. Do you know what this means? If one jumps up and goes to the little table and then reads, and then comes the verse, I charge thee before the presence of God and Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, at his return and at his kingdom, preach the word, be it in season or out of season, for the time will come when they shall deviate of the truth, and so forth. Do you know what this means for me? To be really challenged by the Lord Himself to read this word. What can I do but to remain faithful and again faithful, to preach the word faithfully, which remains forever? And then also the command according to Matthew 24, verse 45 to 47, to give out this divine food, the fresh manna, the revealed word, to give it to the people of God. For the man of God does not live by bread alone, but by every word which proceedeth from the mouth of God. And as sure as the Lord was the Word made flesh, And every promise, every prophecy which was referred to him found fulfillment. So sure, every promise which God has given will find fulfillment in the Word Bride. We don't have to worry about it at all. Also this, we have said many times, God himself is watching over his word. And when his word is in you, then he's watching over you. And if you believe his word, then you will experience the fulfillment of that what God promised. I just want to rejoice. I just want to jubilate. Despite of the pain which I sometimes have, that we are not yet there where God really wants us to be. And there, Brother Branham said of a brother, he said, who gave a testimony, I'm not yet what I should be, but I'm also not anymore what I was. And I know that God will finish his work in me, which he started. And we have also sung the chorus, only believe, only believe. All can sing it all over the world. But here it's really important to believe as the scripture has said. This our Lord required. He who believes on me as the scripture has said. Not he just who believes what he likes, but he who believes on me as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. We are longing that the church is at the end just as she was at the beginning. After the founding, I've said it before to our beloved brother, as sure as there was only a short period where the original church was delivered and free from all wrong doctrines. Just it was the manifestation, the revelation place of God. This was a very short period of time. And then came the various doctrines and so forth. So sure, we are on the way now. Back from all confusion, from all error, coming to the very short period of time which the Lord will use to complete his work in his church, in the blood-bought flock, to complete it. And we all know, we know it precisely, that he who started, he will also finish. To you, my beloved brothers and sisters, here and today, and to all over the world, whoever believes the promises of God for this time will have part in everything what God will do unto the completion, unto the return of Jesus Christ. He has not only laid this hope into us, but he has also laid the assurance into us that he will do it by his grace. In the prophet Isaiah, we have the 66 chapters. They are most powerful. I just read one verse. The one verse from Isaiah 46. Isaiah 46, verse 10. Isaiah 46, verse 10.
Ich habe von Anfang an den
declaring the end from the beginning and from the ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Amen.
Hallelujah.
This is thus saith the Lord. And not only that, but thus says the Lord, today to you, to me, today this word is addressed to you, to me, to us, declaring the end from the beginning. I knew what will be at the end. I know what will happen at the end. And I command, I say, my counsel shall come to pass. It will come to pass. Amen. No one will hinder it. Whatever God has purposed, this He will do, and it will happen. Without your or my effort. And here's the point, brothers and sisters. If it would be your merit, then you could appear before the Lord and say, huh, I have done this and that. Nothing and nothing you can bring. All are you, O Lord. All things He has done. No one can glorify before the Lord. Whoever wants to glory, let him glory in the Lord. That He is merciful. And all who come to Him, to them, He gives to them what they need and whatever He promised. Oh, how wonderful. My counsel shall come to pass. And I will do all my pleasure. Amen. Amen. To Him be the glory. I have purposed it. Isaiah 48. We read verse 6. Isaiah 48, verse 6. Firstly, verse 3. I have declared the former things from the beginning, and they went forth out of my mouth. And I showed them. I did them suddenly. And they came to pass. Amen.
Hallelujah.
The announcement can take long time, can take years. But the fulfillment of that, what God announced, and please remember Joel chapter 3, where God in the Old Testament promised, in the last days, saith God, there I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh. And then comes John the Baptist with his message. And he says, I baptize you with water unto repentance. He who comes after me shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And then we read in Acts chapter 2, when the time was fulfilled, when the day of Pentecost has come, then the outpouring of the Holy Spirit took place. The announcement took a long time, but the fulfillment happened on one day, and all who believed were present and they experienced what God promised. How is it with us? Please believe it. Please believe it, that the Lord God, although the promise tarries, wait for it, for it will take place surely. It will take place, not at your time, not at my time, but at His time. And then we will cry out, today this scripture is being fulfilled before our eyes. And then we read it, of course, in the prophet Isaiah, in chapter 49. Isaiah, chapter 49. It's Isaiah 49, verse 6. And he said, it is a light thing that thou shouldest be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved of Israel. I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation unto the ends of the earth. This was the announcement in the Old Testament, which God gave through the prophet Isaiah. And in Matthew 10, the Lord sends his disciples only to the people of Israel. Don't go to the Gentiles. Go only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But in Matthew 28, after the resurrection, our Lord said, therefore go into all the world and preach the gospel to all nations and all tongues. And here we see Paul in the book of Acts 13, verse 44, where he takes this word from the prophet Isaiah, where he applies it to his ministry, and he said, thus the Lord commanded us, I have made thee the light of the Gentiles. Why do I mention this? To show us, as the Lord God, at the beginning of the New Testament, as the Lord God has done everything according to His word, also in the book of Acts, time and again, the confirmation of that what God promised in the Old Testament. And what really makes me joyful is that at that time, the New Testament was not written at all, only the Old Testament, out of which they could preach. If one would take away the New Testament from the great evangelists and preachers, now preach, preach. Then all would be with their wisdom at the end. And they could pack in their suitcase and could go home. Why do we mention and emphasize the harmony between the Old and the New Testament, between the promises which God had given? Yes, even a half of a verse is being quoted in the New Testament from Malachi chapter 3, verse 4. Only the first part was mentioned in the New Testament, was quoted. Behold, I sent my messenger before me, that he may prepare my way before me. And then there's a full stop. But the second part, in this verse, in Malachi 3, verse 1, says, "And the angel of the covenant shall suddenly come to his temple, whom ye desire." This second part is not written in the New Testament, because it was still future. And whoever reads Revelation 10, that the Lord as the angel of the covenant comes down with a rainbow over his head, putting foot upon land and sea, before he will start his reign. And when this happens, then the seven thunders will utter their voices. But then we are already with the Lord at the marriage supper. Oh, it is so wonderful, just so wonderful, when we are led into the Word. The same way, Luke chapter 4, the Lord stopped in the middle of a verse. He just spoke of the acceptable year. He didn't read of the year of vengeance, of the day of vengeance, because at that time the day of vengeance was not here yet, only the day of salvation. Only that he was reading, what found fulfillment at that time and what is still valid today. The rest he left up to the future and up to the Lord. And then we go back to the Word. "Behold, I send you the prophet Elijah before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes." The day of vengeance. The day of vengeance. "Before this day comes, I send you the prophet Elijah." And also here we can only be astonished with what kind of wisdom also this scripture is being recited in the New Testament. In Luke 1, verse 16 and 17, only the first part of Malachi chapter 4, verse 5 and 6. "He will turn the hearts of the fathers back to the children." The second part is not written, because at that time it was not fulfilled yet. The second part is being fulfilled now, before the day of the Lord, that the heart of the children of God are being turned back again to the origin, to the beginning, back to the Word which was at the beginning. Everything was placed in the biblical order. The same from the word of the word of from the prophet Joel. "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And what is written in Joel? There will be salvation in Jerusalem and on Mount Zion. That's how it is written in Joel chapter 3. But in the New Testament, only the first part is being mentioned. Also in Romans 10, be it in Acts 2, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." It was impossible to recite and mention the second part. Otherwise, we all would have gone to Jerusalem, unto Mount Zion, to get saved. Oh, how precious is to me the word of our God. Everything is written, and the Holy Spirit leads us into all the truth. In these days, we also spoke of that what happened on the cross of Calvary. How all the prophecies came to fulfillment. How the way of our Lord and Savior went via Gethsemane. And he was despised, he was mocked, scoffed, up to the wearing of the crown of thorns. "If you are the King of Israel." He was born as king, but firstly, not to reign, to bear witness of the truth. That's how it is written in the Gospel of John, chapter 18. So everything at his, at its time. Firstly, being born into this world to give testimony of the truth. And then comes the moment where he will start and erect his reign, and we will reign together with him and rule with him. It's just a wonderful. One could go from chapter to chapter and read. Here it's of course written in the Gospel of John, chapter 18, verse 37. Pilate, John 18, verse 37. Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest rightly that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Amen. Amen. What are we hearing today? Hearing the voice of our Lord. Also here we can only say Amen. Please, tell me, to what scripture can we not say Amen? To every scripture. To every scripture we can say Amen to it. Also concerning the return of the Lord. He will come again as the same as ascended up into heaven. And all the saints which went before us into glory, he will bring them with him. And then the dead in Christ shall rise, and we shall be changed, and together we will meet him in the air, in the clouds of heaven. It will be a divine reality. How often did I say this? Brothers and sisters, everything with our Lord was reality. His birth, his life, his ministry, his suffering, his dying, his resurrection, his ascension, everything was reality. His return will be a reality. Our changing will be a reality. The rapture will be a reality. Enoch was raptured, and he was not found on the earth anymore. Yes, you really feel otherwise. Also, when this brother in Virginia, one of my old friends, who 1976 was here at the big conference, he was here. 33 nations took part in this conference. And he said suddenly to me, we are already all raptured. You cannot imagine. Firstly, I was astonished. I was thinking, what is now? What is going on now? Yes, the rapture is a revelation. And I have the revelation, and therefore I'm raptured already. I want to be brief. I just could say, you are here and I'm here, still here. You are not changed and I'm not changed. You are not raptured and I'm not raptured. Please, bring me to the airport. Bring me to the airport. Brothers and sisters, let us say this once again. The grace which God has given us to remain sober in all things, to believe what the Scripture says, to believe as the Scripture has said it. This is the grace which God has given unto us. And I say this in reverence before the Lord. Whoever wants to bring a difference between the word and the message, in which it is said, the prophet said that, and the scripture has said this, such people have not the Holy Spirit. They have corrupt minds. And they cannot place that what was said. They cannot place it biblically because they are not ordained for it at all. Not ordained by God at all. To set forth the plan of salvation doctrinally. And as we said before, if it is about local ministries in the churches, then the Lord has set elders, deacons. Paul has placed everything in an order according to the will of God. But if it is about the plan of salvation, then not only about local ministries, but a ministry which is connected with a divine plan of salvation. And we just read it from Isaiah 46 and 48 and 49. We read it. When I have a counsel, who shall annul it? If I have purposed it, who shall annul it? And Paul could say, called by God, I have declared unto you the whole counsel of God. Then this was a part of the plan of salvation for that time, not only for local churches, but for the worldwide plan of salvation of our God. The same it is now. I didn't want to say that at all, but it comes to me now. But why did the Lord tell me with a mighty voice on the 2nd of April, 62, he commanded me, why? My servant, do not establish local churches. I'm not here to establish local churches. I'm here to go from place to place, from continent to continent, from city to city, to bring the last message. And God is using brothers in the local churches, in the various places and cities, to do that what must be done locally. And when I was reading in the book of Acts, that Paul was there 6 months, there he spent 2.5 years, and he was teaching. And when I then think on my 52 years, I never remained more than 2 or 3 days in one city. In one place, I didn't preach in more than 2 or 3 meetings. I really traveled from city to city to fulfill the command of the Lord, namely to preach the message. If a direct command goes forth from the Lord, then we have to keep it. I'm honest. I never have to make efforts to it. God has just led it from the beginning. And now we're looking back to these years. With a grateful heart, we're looking back that God has sent forth the message which he has given to our beloved brother Branham. That this original message of God, which includes all of the plan of salvation of God with all the promises, it's being proclaimed in all the world. And that all are having part in it, being connected to the proclamation. Everything is grace. God took care for it, that his word is reaching the ends of the earth. And that now not only personal journeys and visits are being made, but that all have been equipped with the technical things that they can listen to the transmission. If you would know how many times we took care that all brothers worldwide can be equipped with all the technical things, that they can listen in their local churches, they can listen and experience also this day, they can experience together with us. This was on our hearts, and this was done also. Brother Tati knows it best what we have done for the African brothers, that they really can listen now everywhere, they can tune in. And if then brothers are phoning and saying, Brother Frank, last night we were joining you, today we are joining you again, we are hearing, we are listening, we are seeing. One brother said, I was kneeling down and I was praying that God gives you the words of life into your mouth. The brothers are, of course, joined with us worldwide, and they are having part in the distribution of the same spiritual food. My heart is full of joy and thankfulness, filled with all the words of God. Sometimes I'm in such a situation, I just say, Lord, you not only have done great things, you have led us into the most holy place. The veil is torn. We have received the sacrifice which was given for us. We not only heard what John the Baptist said, Behold, this is the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. We personally received the faith into our hearts that it happened for you, for me, for us, that all our guilt, all our sins were laid upon the Lamb of God. I'm grateful. Every time I'm grateful when I read how often it is spoken of the Lamb in the book of Revelation. Somewhere I noted it down. Yes, 34 times. 34 times in the 22 chapters of the book of Revelation, the Lamb of God is mentioned. The Lamb of God. Firstly, the finished redemption, the accomplished redemption. Then he takes a sealed book and opens it and reveals it to all them who are sealed unto the day of the return after they believed the word of truth. And we, of course, all experienced this. I experienced it by his grace, how God was leading, how the one thing followed the other thing, the opening of the seals, then the emphasis on the prophetic ministry, on the doctrinal. Also in his ministry, not everything was at once. It was led by God. Oh, what a privilege. Sometimes I have to weep. Who am I? Who are we? Who am I? Who are we? What nothing is before the world, this God has chosen from before the foundation of the world, so that we can be his possession by his grace. Could I contribute something to it? Could I something for it? That I was in 55 in Karlsruhe, 58, I was in Dallas, Texas, and all the other times. Who has led it in such a way? Who has purposed it in such a way? Who wanted it in such a way? That there was an eye and ear witness, as the Lord said, you are my witnesses. You were with me. You have heard it. You have seen it. And therefore, the apostles could pass on what they have seen, what they have heard. And the same we have done in this time. God has visited his people graciously. God has fulfilled his main promise, and all the other promises he will fulfill. And we are the children of promise. We believe the word of promise. It's like this. It's of course not a theory. It is a divine reality. We are joined with God by the blood of the Lamb, through the word of the God, through the Spirit of God, joined with the Spirit and Spirit, word and Spirit. May the Lord finish his work which he started in our days. And he will do it. He will bring it to pass in a wonderful way. And he will have a bright church without spot and without wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb, taking a bath in the word. Are you grateful that God has given us the grace to understand everything in the right way, that God has given us a heart to receive, that he has laid the faith into our hearts, that we can hear his words. Blessed are your ears, for they hear. Blessed are your eyes, for they see. Blessed is everyone who finds grace in the sight of God in this time. And as we read yesterday in Revelation chapter 3, the last two verses, we read, he that overcometh, as I have overcome, he will sit together with me on my throne. Blessed be the Lord. Who are you? Who am I? Who are you? Who am I? In the eyes of God, the blood-bought flock is the most precious what God has on the face of the earth. He has given his life and blood for nothing else, but only for all sons and daughters of God. And this brings us back to Galatians chapter 4, that we received the adoption as sons in him, that we were born again unto a living hope, just as sure as Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Thanks be to God for his wonderful word. Thanks be to God for the introduction into his plan of salvation. Thanks be to him for everything. Thanks be to him that you can come hearing the word of God, believing it, and getting it revealed. May the Lord bless us all at this place. May he bless in all people's tongues and nations. He who said, I have purposed a counsel, I will bring it to pass. And Paul said, I declared unto you all the counsel of God. What would Paul say today if he would be here today with us? Oh, amen. Amen. The Lord is with us. The Lord is with us. To Him be the glory. We have the promise that the Lord is with us until we come from believing unto seeing. Blessed be His wonderful name. Amen. Let us stand up. Let us sing the chorus, Just As I Am. Just as as we are having our heads bowed, as we remain in silent prayer, I would like to ask if somebody wants to be baptized, connecting the question with it, whether we can postpone it to the next time. Who would like to be baptized today? Do we have somebody? Two. Whoever comes from Guadeloupe can be baptized in Guadeloupe. And whoever comes from Paris can be baptized in Paris. Yes. Also here we must pay attention. We must be careful that we do everything the right way. Our beloved brother was asking me yesterday concerning the Lord's Supper, which we had as a local church, and the question was, when will there be the Lord's Supper at those who are living at the dispersion? When will be the Lord's Supper at this place? A very good thought. Very nice. One day we make a Lord's Supper for all who are living in the dispersion and not for our people who partake here on a regular basis at the Lord's Supper. We are here to serve all. We are here to serve all. And to make it right before God. Then we have a good reason. Let us sing once again, Just As I Am. Who would like to be included into this prayer? Who has a special request? We have heard it in the word of introduction that we don't have to care anything. We lay everything before the Lord. We cannot change anything. But by faith, we can lay it before the Lord. And whoever comes to Him, He will in no wise cast out. No, He will turn to everyone. And up to this day, that's how we read it in the Holy Scripture. All who have come to Him All were saved, all were healed, and all were blessed. And since Calvary, we have the free access to the mercy seat and to all the blessings which God prepared for us in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Now, we ask Brother Schmidt that he comes to pray with us. Merciful God and Lord, we are looking up to you and we say thank you for all the faithfulness, for all the grace. We can just repeat it, Lord, as those who went to Emmaus, did not our hearts burn while you spake to us? And our hearts are also burning. And we say thank you that you are still the same today as you were yesterday. And throughout all eternity you will remain the same. We thank you for your word which you have sent to us. Lord in heaven, we thank you that by your word we are healed, not only in the body, but only in soul and spirit. We thank you, God. We pray for all who need prayers, Lord. All who are listening now, all, we are looking up to you. You alone are the one who helps each one. You are still the same. We thank you, Lord. Please accompany us on our ways. Accompany our lives. Wherever we are, wherever we speak, wherever we must keep silent, Lord, be merciful. We pray for all on their ways back home. Protect them. Protect them. You all know our brothers and sisters are traveling to Israel. Please bless them there. And in particular, our brother, Lord. Give him strength. Give him wisdom. Give him grace that your name and your word is being confirmed there for the glory of thy name. Once again, we ask you for your blessing. Amen. There would be an announcement. If a brother is here, and if somebody wants to be baptized, please feel free. The water is here. The clothing is here. The baptism can take place by the brother who is responsible for the local church there. Now the Lord may bless you all. From Finland, today we can start from Finland, from the far north we can start. Take greetings with you. Take greetings with you to all. And as Brother Schmidt mentioned, the first bus is now traveling to the airport at 13 hours, Frankfurt Airport. The first group will leave. The second bus will leave tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock. The second group. Altogether, we are 180 persons. 4 buses. 2 from Africa and 2 from Europe. How all this will take place, I do not know. But the Lord will be merciful. May God bless all. Are you grateful for the word? Are you grateful for the insight of his word? May God bless all. worldwide. Please take greetings with you. And the Lord willing, we will see each other again at this place or wherever in Europe. May God bless all in Canada, in the USA, in Guadeloupe, in all people's tongues and nations, all on the African continent, up to the Far East, up to Australia and New Zealand. May God bless all. May God bless all. Who says a chorus which we can sing still? Praise, honor, and glory. Amen. One moment, please. We will ask Brother Helmut Miskis that he comes to the front. We'll give greetings to our brothers, to our brother, addressed to all brothers and sisters, especially in Brazil and in Chile, that the Lord may bless our brother, that he is with him. And the visit in Brazil is especially important. There are big churches. I can say it here. Also, they came up through this ministry. But that's really only about Brother Branham. Only Brother Branham, Brother Branham. And God is opening new doors. He's giving very new connections. May the Lord give grace. May the Lord bless you. Take greetings with you. And also our sisters who are traveling back to Chile. Take greetings with you to all our brothers and to all our sisters there. May the Lord be with us all. May He be with all of us, just as He promised it. We are joined with one another in the love of God. I feel it. The love of God joins us. Hallelujah. The blessing of the Almighty God, may He rest upon you. May the Lord be with you. May He give you the words. And may He bless all who will hear your word. Be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Blessed are all who will hear and all who will believe. To you, the Almighty God, we say thanks. Also for our beloved Brother Frank. Bless Brother Frank. Also the journey to Israel. Bless and give everything, that everything runs in harmony without any interruption. In Jesus' name. Did you all pray with us? Amen.